Jim Taylor down at Mercer County High School caught up with Mercer County football coach and athletic director Andrew Hofer, finishing up the second week of summer conditioning and workouts. How have things been going?
Yeah, so far, so good. We've got a good group of upperclassmen who've led us so far, and the kids are working hard and getting after it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about some of the things, scheduling-wise, what you work on, what you really focus on here in the 8 weeks or whatever you do this.
Well, in June, the focus is especially just strength and conditioning and speed training. We're not doing too much sports-specific stuff. We've got a lot of guys in here from a multitude of different areas, different sports, and that's one of the things we've emphasized with both boys' sports and girls' sports, trying to establish lifting programs for athletes overall and not just sports-specific. And so we've got a lot of different people in here right now, so we're just focusing on strength and speed, and the sports-specific stuff will come later.
Yeah, so this isn't just a football thing. A lot of people confuse summer stuff with just only football.
Yeah, if you look at the guys that we've got down here, almost all of them play at least two sports, and a lot of them three. This is a football, basketball, baseball, track, wrestling, everything. It's an everything thing.
All right, and just as far as the football stuff goes, I know the 7-on-7 stuff is, I don't know if you say it, toned down a little bit. I know Rock Island doesn't have the weekly passing league like they used to, but what are some of the competitive football things you're going to do this summer?
Yeah, come July, once we get it ratcheted up a little bit, we'll do some individual days with some different schools, Orion and Sherrard and Allman and Fulton. We'll kind of meet at each other's place and do some individual 7-on-7s. I think it's a little more of an intimate setting, which allows for a little bit more coaching, not focusing necessarily on the 7-on-7 winning aspect of it, really focusing on fixing our fundamentals and doing what we need to do when it comes time to play real football in August.
Yeah, and I guess the one thing is, it seems like a pretty short turnaround with the season actually starting with games. I mean, just a little over 2 months as we speak with you today, a week one opponent in Knoxville.
Yeah, I believe this is the earliest the IHSA calendar can start in the fall. So it is a little bit early this year, but you know, everything's been moved up for all sports early last year and then again this year, and then it'll kind of get bumped back a week next year. So it's just an adjustment everyone's going to make.
Yeah, and a top-heavy schedule football-wise, playing two very good teams right off the bat, and Knoxville, who's got a lot of talent back, and then Elmwood Brimfield, who's traditionally strong.
Yeah, every year with our crossovers in the LTC and the Prairie Land, we always get a couple of the strong teams from that conference, and you know, we relish that opportunity and that competition, and we want to play some good teams. And looking at both those teams, they're coming off of playoff runs, and you know, they're traditionally pretty solid and pretty good down there.
Mercer County Athletic Director and Football Coach Andrew Hofer joining us on WRMJ.